Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. It's 2 p.m., December 21st, 2018, Friday, in the city of Dayton, Ohio, actually Miamisburg, Ohio, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ. Your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is doing well at this afternoon hour. And you are blessed, for the Lord has blessed us all for with another day. We are delighted to bring you this program. We here at Chatting from the Word hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be on again and to be able to bring this program to you, Chatting from the Word. And we hope that we have caught everyone in a happy, good mood, cold where you are. Go get your cup of nice hot chocolate, a cup of hot joe, or whatever you want to drink. Have a seat, and for the next 30 minutes, listen to the nice voice of Brother Oscar. Brother Oscar just joking. I don't know if I have a nice voice or not. I don't know. If y'all want to vote on it, have at it. So we're just so glad to bring you this program at this time. We, on the show yesterday, and I don't know if many of you recognized it when you listened, at the end I kind of had an accident. My hand sometime with my nerves is not acting like they should. My hand just accidentally poked myself in the eye with my thumb, and it hurt so bad. And I had to go see the eye doctor this morning, and he had gave me some medicine and put a patch on my eye so that it can get well. And your brother, I didn't know if I was going to come on today or not. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I am pushing through my pain to come on and bring you this program at this time, Chatting from the Word. That's why, Brother Oscar, hope that you are enjoying this program, and we hope that you're learning something from chatting from the Word. And as always, I tell you, everyone, all the time, if you have any disagreements with what Brother Oscar is teaching or what he have taught on both my shows and shows on YouTube also, you can call here. I'm giving you this opportunity. Anyone have any disagreements with Brother Oscar, just don't leave the show. Just don't just say, I'm tired of listening to stuff that Brother Oscar's teaching. Let's talk about it. Like I said yesterday, Isaiah said, let's reason together. If you want to talk to your host, you can do that at any time on this show. The number is 657-383-0883. As I just said, if you want to talk with your brother at any time on this show, you can do that. But after 2:30, after we go off the air, you can't call this number at that time. When I broadcast it to you, either on Facebook, either on Twitter, either on LinkedIn and others that we use, you can't do it then because I'm not on. Just a broadcast. Okay? So call me now. Call me now. The number again is 657-383-0883. All right, we ain't gonna be on. I'm not gonna talk long. I just today play a little more music than I've been doing, and we want to play a song by our compatriot. That's the best way I can pronounce it. It's well with my soul. It is well with my soul. I hope you enjoyed that selection. It's well with my soul by our compatriots, and we hope and pray that it is truly well with your soul. We hope that you are walking in the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this afternoon. That's why Oscar. Basically, I enjoy bringing this program to you. And that is what we hope that you are learning from the things that we're teaching, because, you know, when this life is over with and you close our eyes in death, the next step would be judgment. And it's important that we be right at judgment so that we can go home with the Lord. I don't know anyone who wants to go to hell, do you? If you do, let Brother Oscar know, because I haven't met no one that have told me the way Jesus Christ described hell being a place of torment that won't anyone want to spend torment through all eternity and be hot. It was hot. A heat that you never felt before. If you know anyone who want to go through torment like that, let me know. And if it's you, if you're listening, I don't know why you feeling like that, because, be honest with you, I want to go home with my Father and my Lord Jesus Christ and be happy to all eternity. At this time, we're going to take some prayer requests. Every prayer request that you want us to pray for on the show, we will do that. If you have anything that's bothering you that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on this show, we will do that. The number again is area code 657-383-0883. This is a time for prayer if you have a prayer request. It was Paul who said in Thessalonians 5, verse 17 and 18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we recognize how great you are. Father, we recognize that you framed this whole world. Father, we recognize that you made man in your image and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Father, we recognize all your handiwork. When we look at the I, we recognize you, Father. When we look at the mountainside, we recognize you, Father. Oh, Father, so we just thank you this afternoon being so great, and we can call you Father. Oh, Father, we humble ourselves in prayer at this time. Father, we pray, we ask you to be with us, help us, guide us. Always keep us in you, Father. Father, we want to pray for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with them whatever they are going through, wherever they see, whatever storms that have hit them, whatever fire that they are going through. Oh, Father, we ask that you be with each listener, whatever they are going through. And Father, be with that one that's behind prison bars. Allow them to know that you want them, if they have a spirit of evil in them. That's the way I can put it, Father. That allow that bad to come out and the good to come in, Father. We hope that they find you and turn to you, so when they come out, they can you and love you to help save souls, Father. And Father, we come back for those in the nursing home. Father, we know sometimes it gets lonely and dreary. But Father, we hope that the program finds its way in nursing homes so that they can listen at the 2 o'clock hour. And Father, we come pray for Chatting from the Word. We pray, Father, that we can keep it on the air. Father, we pray that we can keep reaching masses of people with this program to help those who want to come to Christ and help those and encourage those are in the body of Christ. And Father, we come praying for the message that we have on our hearts this afternoon. We pray that may deep in the men and women, boy and girl hearts this afternoon. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for praying with us, and we hope and pray that we have prayed something for something that have been bothering you or something that you have been going through. And as always, you know, we all stand in the need of prayer, and Brother Oscar do ask for your prayers also. Like I said, I thought I was going to lose my eyesight because I was so much pain all night and had the morning. And so just pray that Brother Oscar can stay healthy enough to bring this program, Chatting from the Word, as you do. This is Friday, the last day of the week that we're going to be on. And like I said, yesterday, we're going to take Monday and Tuesday off and come back on Wednesday, because I recognize, although the world calls this time Christmas, but at the same time, it's a good thing for families to come together and to break bread. It's a good thing if it causes family to love one another, to give to one another. It is a blessed thing for families to be together. So Monday, Tuesday, we won't be coming on, but we will come back on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I will be broadcasting the shows. If you want to still listen to the shows, I'll be broadcasting my show on YouTube if you want to look at those shows. So we will be doing that. And at the same time, tell a friend about this program, Chatting from the Word, if your friend has access to getting online. Tell them to turn on YouTube if they have access to YouTube. YouTube come right on TV. I mean, if you have everybody, we would think everybody have a TV. I mean, I don't know no one case in people's lives around here, but all I know is you are blessed to have a TV. Cut YouTube on. Allow your friends to see that, because you never know what may help them to accept Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I truly believe that's why the Lord have us here. One of the reasons is to help those to find Him and get into the body of Christ. And as always, you know what Brother Oscar wants to say next is to support our program here, Chatting from the Word. If you truly believe Brother Oscar is doing a good job and you love our program, and if we have been encouraging you to step up for the Lord, to put a spring in your step for the Lord, support us. We don't ask for that much. A monthly, you can send $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 or $50, whatever your finances can bear. We don't ask for that much. And I'm on PayPal. I'm in PayPal. You can go to PayPal.com, pull my name up, and put it in my account there. Please, don't have Brother Oscar begging you to support something that's reaching you and reaching others with the Word of God. Please support us. And churches, put us in your budget for 2019. It'd be very much appreciated. Like I keep saying, Brother York, Brother Oscar York is a poor man. I'm not rich by no means. All right? And if you want to talk with me besides here, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook. Or you can email email me at OscarYork343@gmail.com, or you can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and leave a line or two. But while you're there, I have a bookstore online that authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God's Control, that is 2150, and Pictures of Friendships, which is also 2150. And when you buy books from Oscar Publishing, you also are supporting us here at Chatting from the Word. So go buy a book. After the show is over, after you watch the show, go to my webpage, Oscar Publishing, go to the bookstore and purchase you a book. I was very much appreciated. And you know my motto, when you read the power and with power. No, I got it wrong. When you read, you get knowledge. And with knowledge comes power. I'm very sure I made it up. I don't know why I messed it up. But yeah, I made it up. Sure. It's a phrase that I have made. I want to play another quick song for you today. Like I said, we're going to talk long today because I can barely see. So hold on for a second. We're going to play another song for you. Here we go. Humble Yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. We want to today talk about redeeming the time, and we're coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And we're going to try to, you know, just talk a little bit. We don't have that much time left. Redeeming the time, Ephesians 5. 14, 15, 16, and I believe we're going to round it up at verse 17. Okay? Wherefore, Paul writes, he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I just want to say a few words on that. If we are really redeeming the time, and what that truly is telling us is to take every opportunity that come to us to do what's right. Every opportunity that we have, we need to be walking, as Paul says here, circumspectly. We need to, as Paul said, wake up! To me, that's a dog call. Wake up. Live for the Lord. Live for the Lord. Do his will. You know, the world today is so confused. The world today is so backwards. The world today is so topsy-turvy. And the message that Paul is giving us here is to tell us with each opportunity, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We need to get it now. We need to be about doing the Lord's will now, today, right now. And then he says, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Sometimes I believe many of us just don't understand God's will really is. God's will today is for us. And when I'm talking about us, I'm talking about we men, women, boy and girl. He wants us to be in the body of Christ. He wants us to be about doing his business and his will. He wants us today to tell others about him. He wants us today is to be on the battlefield, allowing the world to see Christ in us. I'm trying to understand, do you understand? And I'm trying to understand it very deeply. What Paul is trying to convey to us here. And we pray here at Chatting from the Word that you allow God's Word at this time in these seasons to come into your hearts so that you can understand that what Paul's message here for us is the fact that every opportunity we should be doing what's right, every opportunity we should be doing God's will, and the only way we can know what God's will is to study from his word. And again, that is why I am so glad every day, Monday through Fridays, to bring Chatting from the Word to you every day. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones about Chatting from the Word. Because when we all stand before the throne of God, when we all stand before Christ, none of us should not have an excuse when Christ tells us that we live for him. If we are Christians are doing all we can to tell others about him, to tell your friends about Jesus Christ, okay? And that's all. And tell your friends about Chatting from the Word. We're going to leave it there with you today. We hope that, you know, this message kind of opened up your eyes, okay? Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, might be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all our listeners that listen to the program. We hope all have a good afternoon, good weekend, and we hope that all have a good week next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was good chatting with you from the Word of God. Bye-bye. Have a grand day.